your hand over your heart. Ready, begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
He is saddened to hear the loss of the district school bus driver, Christopher Wecker. Christopher started as a substitute school bus driver in September 2015, and he became a permanent school bus driver in November 2016. We extend our deepest sympathy to the family of Christopher Wecker. Moment of silence now, Janet, please be seated. Thank you. We're gonna begin our regular meeting today. We short of one member, Mr. Bob Harding is out on business, so we can operate with four, but before we begin our regular program, we're going to switch the order a little bit. We're gonna have to start with a presentation of our Spelling Bee winners. I'd like to introduce to you our assistant superintendent, Ms. Sarah Westcott.
Good evening, Mr. Nguyen, members of the board, Dr. Moffey, staff, and community members. It is my great honor to share with you this evening the winners and runners-up of our elementary and intermediate spelling bee. I will ask them, first we'll start with our elementary group, if the principals would come forward and they will introduce to you our winners, and then our winners will share a little bit with you about their experience. So we will start first with our winner of the elementary spelling bee, representing Patton, and we will have Dr. Jennifer Carter introduce our winner.
Good evening, Mr. Nguyen, members of the board, Dr. Moffey, and staff and community members. My name is Dr. Jennifer Carter. I'm principal at Patton Elementary School, and I'm very proud to introduce Brandon Tran. He's a fifth grade student who did win the district spelling bee, and he has a few words for us.
Hello. Hi, my name is Brandon Tran. I am a fifth grader. I like spelling because it helps me learn new vocabulary, improves my memory, and strengthen my reading and writing skills. My winning word was, let me see if I could still remember how to spell it. It was mnemonic, and it was spelled M-N-E-M-O-N-I-C, and it means a way to memorize something. In order to win the district spelling bee, I dedicated myself to practice 2 hours a day using online word lists and word games, practicing even more on the weekends. I am very honored to be the district spelling champ for 2017. Thank you.
Right, and we also want to recognize Brandon's parents are in the audience as well. We know behind every great speller are some very patient parents, and that is definitely true. Thank you for being here. And also our assistant principal from Patton, Julie Kawhi, is also here this evening. All right, next I would like to introduce to you Susie Dahlbaum, our principal from Sunnyside, with our runner-up.
Good evening, Mr. Nguyen, members of the board, Dr. Moffey, staff and community. My name is Susie Dahlbaum. I'm the principal of Sunnyside, and I'd like to introduce to you our amazing Jeremy Nguyen. This was the second time representing Sunnyside in the district spelling bee, and I couldn't be more proud of him. Jeremy also has a few words to share with you.
Good evening. My name is Jeremy Nguyen. Right now, I am currently attending Sunnyside Elementary in the sixth grade. What I like about spelling is how complex words can be. English is a beautiful and diverse language, and it's exciting to learn new words every day. The word that got me second place was mnemonic. Now I'll never forget that word ever again. It took me a couple years to get this far in the spelling bee, and I finally did with the help from God, my principal's encouragement, and the love and support from my awesome parents. Thank you, Mom, Dad, Mrs. Dahlbaum, and everyone.
And we'd also like to recognize Jeremy's parents, who are also here, and his brother, James. All right. At this time now, we would like to recognize our winner and runner-up in our intermediate spelling bee. So I'm going to call to the podium Mr. Bill Gates, our principal at Irvine Intermediate. And he will introduce our winner and runner-up.
Thank you. Good evening. Good evening, Mr. Nguyen, members of the board, Dr. Moffey, and community members. My name is Bill Gates, the principal of Irvine Intermediate School. Thanks for having us here tonight to recognize these Spelling Bee champs. Also just joining me this evening are two of Irvine's finest teachers, Mrs. Charlene Tartaglini and Mrs. Barry Lynn Kay, who are also the Spelling Bee coaches. At this time, I'd like to introduce the first and second place winners of this year's District Spelling Bee. To begin, I'd like to introduce the second place finisher, Tracy Nguyen.
Good evening, Mr. Nguyen, members of the board, Dr. Moffey, staff, and community members. My name is Tracy Nguyen. I am an eighth grader at James Irvine Intermediate School. The Spelling Bee was a great opportunity. I got the chance to represent our school for the second time at the District Spelling Bee and the first time at the County Bee. It was very fun to meet other spectacular spellers from different schools, though it made me nervous seeing that there were so many people watching every letter spoken and every correct word spelled. It is a huge honor to have made it this far. I would like to thank our teachers and the team because of their vast amount of help. I was able to experience the exciting moment of what it feels like to be a contestant up on the stage of the Bee. The day of the Bee was very intense and nerve-wracking, but people learn from their experiences and mistakes, just like I learned that you spell the word jalapeno with two A's instead of three E's. That is one word I will never misspell again. Thank you for the honor of being here tonight.
Thank you, Tracy. Next, I'd like to introduce Genevieve Nguyen, who, after a hard-fought spelling duel with Tracy here, finished in first place.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Genevieve Nguyen, and I'm a seventh grader at Irvine Intermediate School. I really enjoy spelling because it's just fun. I don't know how to explain it. Spelling is just fun. And I really love spelling, and that's why I've been competing in spelling competitions ever since fourth grade. In the Intermediate District Spelling Bee, my winning word was platitudes. And of course, it wasn't easy to win. I spent time searching for spelling lists online and watching hours of spelling bees on YouTube. And I learned a lot about word roots to help me win the competition. But the key to my success was all the support that I was given by my teachers, friends, and family, and also my principal. And not only did they stick with me, struggling to pronounce some very difficult words, but they gave me motivation to continue. And you know, it was really nice to have that reassurance under all the stress and pressure from the studying. And I'm thankful to know that so many people are there encouraging me even if I didn't earn first place. And without the help of all of those people, I couldn't have been here right now. Thank you.
All right, and we want to congratulate all of our students that participated. You are all winners, and in fact, a little known fact is that our winner at intermediate was our winner at elementary last year. So we have some exceptional spellers here in Garden Grove. All right, so we want some photos now. That would be wonderful. Do you want to go?
Thank you very much, our champions. We have some certificates to present to you to honor your achievement. And we'd like to take a short recess so that a board member can take pictures with the champions and the teacher, too. Okay, we're going to get a reset now. we're going to continue our meeting. All the guests, all the parents, if you want to leave a meeting now, don't be offended. You can go now. Take your opportunity now to leave now, if you want to. Now, next item on the agenda is public comments. Oh, I'm sorry. Public comments.
No, public comments.
Yes. First request, if we have a request from Ms. Arian James. Do we have Ms. Arian James?
I think she may have Arian James. Mr. Dim just threw him up here.
Yeah, we can see. And we have another request, Mr. Nicholas Dips.
President Lan Nguyen, members of the Board of Education, Dr. Mafi, staff, distinguished visitors and guests. My name is Nicholas Dibbs. I'm here to finish off where I left off last time because unfortunately 3 minutes is never enough. So my first recommendation to the board is if you have three or less guest speakers, can you give us 5 minutes instead of three? My second request is to bring to your attention something that I mentioned briefly at the last time at your last meeting, and I've provided a copy for all of you, which is the speech that Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. gave 50 years ago on April the 4th, 1967. And I'm requesting that that Dr. Mafi and the board provide this speech, which is timely today, even though it was given 50 years ago, to our history teachers, secondary history teachers throughout the district. It's a very good speech, and I hope you will share it with the history teachers. I just want to provide one quote out of that speech where he quotes the Buddhist leaders of Vietnam. Each day the war goes on, the hatred increases in the hearts of the Vietnamese and in the hearts of those of humanitarian instinct. The Americans are forcing even their friends into becoming their enemies. It is curious that the Americans who calculate so carefully on the possibilities of military victory do not realize that in the process they are incurring deep psychological and political defeat. The image of America will never again be the image of revolution, freedom, and democracy, but the image of violence and militarism. Before he left serving on the board, Dr. West shared with me in the parking lot that unfortunately our nation is closer to World War III than at any time in the history of this country, including during the Cuban Missile Crisis. And so I share this speech with you to share with the teachers, history teachers, and to share with their students so that we can learn from history the mistakes so we don't repeat the mistakes of the past. So please get this speech out that he gave. Second thing is, I'm running out of time again, so I have to come back next time. But Dr. West also recommended before he left that the district establish a foundation, a nonprofit foundation, so we can raise money. And we need solar, more solar. Long Beach Unified, many government agencies have solar panels, and we don't have much in that way. Let's get that going. Save the district money. Generate electricity 24/7, 365 days a year. So thank you for listening. And again, please consider my request that if you have three or less guest speakers or speakers from the public, that we get 5 minutes instead of three. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Dips. Our next item on the agenda is approval of the minute from our last meeting. Every member has been given a copy of the minutes. Do you have the request for corrections?
Yes, I'd like to move a motion to amend the minutes to include the questions that I had last board meeting about transportation.
What that question was? You want to just say nature of the summary of that question?
Yeah, so it just would read in regards to asking for further information on the district's use of the contracted bus transportation services. This would be something that would be explained to us further in our study session.
Okay. Can I have a motion to include that comments or question into the minute?
I'll second the motion.
Okay. Call for the vote.
Mrs. Nguyen?
Yes.
Mr. Lincoln?
Aye.
Mrs. Rocco?
Aye.
Mr. Nguyen?
Aye.
Right. The minute will be approved with that amendment and with the inclusion of statement from Mr. Munetin. Thank you very much. The next item on the item number three on public hearings, presentation, and report. At this time, we have item 3A, B, and public 3A is a public hearing. First item of the hearing is the hearing request. According to the Education Code, Section 17.558, regarding the intention of the district to adopt a resolution to dedicate an easement for a portion of the Bonesa Grande High School to the Southern California Edison Company for utility purpose. And now I open the public hearing for that item. Yes, Mr. Dibbs.
I'd like to speak in favor of that. And I don't know what the protocol is, if I just want to add something briefly. Success, as I prefer to define it, is devoting and utilizing your career, talents, and abilities, helping others and yourself achieve much-needed positive change for a better future, nation, and world. That's my definition of success, and I am doing what I can. I didn't become a teacher to make money. I've only worked 7 days this school year, so I'm not in it for the money. And whether or not I make it on the school board anytime down the road doesn't matter. What matters is that we make our district better and our country and our nation better. So I'm in favor of the easement, and I hope we do continue on as doing good works for our district. Thank you very
much. Thank you, Mr. Dip. Any other members want to speak on this item for the public hearing? Hearing none, the hearing is now closed. We have another item on the public hearings, which is the initial contract proposal from the staff on the contract with CSEA, right? Yes. I now open the public hearing on the initial contract proposal from Classified School Education Association. Any member want to speak? Hearing none, the public hearing on that item will be closed. Okay, we had a presentation on spelling B, but we now have another item on the presentation, which is the initial proposal presentation to our supervisory unit. I would like to introduce Ms. Susie.
Good evening, President Nguyen, members of the board, Dr. Mafi, staff, and guests. You have before you the district's initial proposal for bargaining with the GGUSD supervisory unit. It is our intention to conclude 2016-17 bargaining soon so that we may begin bargaining for the 2017-18 year. The district enjoys a professional and collaborative relationship with our supervisory unit, and I personally am looking forward to working with them on a 17-18 agreement. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, that moving on, that concludes item number three. We now go into item number four for administration. We have item 4A and B. I need a motion.
I move we approve items A and B, 4A and B.
I'll second.
Item 4A is to approve the recommendation from the staff to approve a number of board policies requests by our state and federal government as required to have it in our policy, in our board policy. This is the first reading of those proposed board policies. Can I ask for a motion request, the waiver of the reading of the first reading of the proposed policy? Do we have a motion to waive the reading of this policy? Well, the first new board policy that we need to include in the board is to include a policy which require the no discrimination
with regard to Marist pregnant and parenting students. And the next, and the next policy we will consider is the to prohibit discrimination with regard to athletic competitions in our school athletic event. And the next item on the board policy to change the addition is to amend the uniform complaint procedure to add a number of elements of program as part of the uniform complaint requirement. And also on the policy number four is to amend to add the Title I program comparability of services, meaning we have to ensure that all the programs in our school district are comparable to one another. So this is only the first reading of the proposed policy. Item 4B is to approve the recommendation for expulsion of two students from the districts. Any comments, questions on either item? I call for a vote.
Mrs. Nguyen?
Yes.
Aye.
Aye.
And Mr.
Aye. Thank you. Item 5 is on programs and instruction. Item 5A to approve the summer programs for the year 2017 as to date, times, and curriculum. Item 5B is to approve one out-of-district event to allow some 35 cheerleaders from San Diego High School to attend the United Spirit Association Cheer Camp in Palm Springs, California on June 22nd to 24th of this year. Any comment, question on either item? Hearing none, I call for the vote.
Mrs. Nguyen?
Yes.
Aye.
Mrs.
Rocco?
Aye.
And Mr.
Aye. Thank you. Item 6 is on the approved on business item. We have item 6A to H. I need a motion.
Move to approve.
Second.
All right, thank you. Item 6A is to approve resolution number 27, which we just had the public hearing on, to dedicate an easement up at the Bosa Grande High School site to Southern California Edison's. Item 6B to accept the completion of the modernization project at Pacifica High School to NEF Construction Inc. for the total value of $14,374,895.70. Item 6C is to extend the bid number 1503 to purchase office paper and instructional supply for the warehouse stock and district use. Item 6D is to approve the memorandum of understanding between the Second Harvest Food Bank of Orange County and our school district to allow our some school to participate in the food distribution with the Orange County Food Bank, or specifically with the Second Harvest Food Bank of Orange County. Item 6E is to approve the uniform complaint summaries. This time also, there is no complaint noted. Item 6F is to accept a gift from for the period. I'm looking for the this is for the report number dated report of gift dated April 18, 2017. Item 6Z is to reject a claim from Daniel Dang, a 12th grade student from Mark Twain.
Any comments, questions on any of the items? Oh, I'm sorry, and 6H, we still had a purchase order and check for the total amount of $48,327,287.10. Any comments, questions on any of the items? Hearing none, I call for the vote.
Mrs. Nguyen?
Yes.
Mrs. Monica?
Aye.
Mrs. Rocco?
Aye.
And Mr.
Nguyen? Aye. Item 7 is on personnel. We have item 7A and B.
I move we approve item 7A and B.
I'll second that.
Yes. Item 7A is to approve the certificate personnel report. And item 7B is to approve the classified personnel report. Any question, comment on either items? Hearing none, I now call for a vote.
Yes.
Mr. Aye.
Mrs.
Aye. Now coming down to the last item on the agenda, begin with the discussion. Also, Mr. Bacchillo, you go first.
Good evening, everyone. Hope you all had a nice break. And if you didn't, well, I hope you got a lot of work done. I definitely had a good break, and I did a lot of training and studying during the time. but by the end of this week, quarter four is going to begin. Which means a lot of students, combined with the spring break, will have a lot of energy to start off the fourth quarter properly. This is good because at the end of this month, AP exams are coming. And so I think that the energy that we get from this break is really necessary to make it to that last leg of the journey, because that's the ultimate goal, to pass the AP exams and get college credit, be exempt from taking classes. With that said, at the end of May, we're also expecting most of our seniors to be done submitting their SIRs and really solidifying their decisions to attend a certain university. So I know that the UCs and most of them really are due by May 1st. So it's exciting month for that reason, and for students and teachers alike, because we get to see the results that we've been cultivating for 4 years. I also want to recognize that next week, the 25th on Tuesday, there will be an AVID Senior Standout Awards ceremony happening at the UCI Barclay Theater. So I would definitely encourage you all to attend and see our amazing AVID students receive scholarship awards. I hope you all had a great spring break again, and thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Portillo. Ms. Nguyen?
Thank you. I want to extend my condolence to the family of our bus driver, Christopher Waco, and just to let you know that teachers weren't the only ones who made a difference in my life. I was in the Garden Grove School District, and I did drive on a Garden Grove School District bus. And the few moments that I have with the bus driver who drove me was a very learning experience. They're very caring, and they make you feel very motivated to do what you need to do. And sometimes you have a bad day, they also makes you feel good about yourself too. Secondly, I'd like to thank our staff today for the presentation on our transportation program, and what a good program we have and procedure that we have for our bus drivers to secure the safety of our children. And I want to thank you also for the presentation on the development in upgrading our schools with Measure A and Measure P fundings. I think we're going great, and I'm glad to hear that a lot of the projects are ahead of schedule. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Nguyen. You need them?
Yes. Earlier this month, I was able to attend Doig Intermediate's open house. So I saw on my calendar there's a lot of open houses that are going to be coming up, so I'm excited to start going to those. So my first one was Doig, and just really nice to see. It's always great because you see the teachers that are very motivated, the educators, all the staff. But what I just love seeing is the parents being involved. There was a lot of parents that were preparing food. They had been there since 3 p.m., 4 p.m., preparing food, raising funds for the school. I think that's just amazing to see that they're really making an effort to make our schools shine. And it's really not it's not hard. It just speaks for itself. So that was really nice. Props to the DOIG staff for such a great open house. On the 14th of this month, I was able to attend an event outside of the district sponsored by SEIU, which is a local labor union. And they had an event entitled Caravan Against Fear. And basically what this event was about just, you know, the current political climate in terms of fears on immigrants and immigrant students, et cetera. And they actually gave us a shout out on Resolution 20. So, you know, they saw the fact that, you know, we're making a statement that we're, you know, in favor of supporting all students regardless of any background. So it was really nice to, I wanted to share that there, you know, people are paying attention to the great things that we're doing. Today I was able to go to Los Amigos for just a general visit. Like most visits, I like to go around the different classrooms and see, you know, what the students are up to. And one of my favorite moments was when the principal was walking along the hallway, and she, you know, she's able to communicate with the students and know them on a personal basis. And one of them was really excited to see her and said, "Guess what? I was just accepted into UCLA." And this was, it sounded like it was a process that they were going through together. You know, and it's just such nice to see that it's, you know, they start together the application process, the educator are keeping tabs, everybody's keeping tabs and making sure, you know, let's see what happens. And it was just nice to see that, you know, shaking hands, you know, hugging. And I thought that was really, really neat to see. And so I'm really excited for that. And it really goes to show you about, you know, our goal too. Yes, we do strive for excellence in academic, however, we also want to ensure that our students feel welcome and that they feel that they have caring staff members there. So that was neat to see that in action. I did want to just say how awesome it is for us to move with our MOU with Second Harvest Food Bank. Seeing that it is our first time in this understanding, I think that's awesome to ensure that our students have what they need in order to eat afterwards, because we know a lot of our families are sometimes unable to provide and purchase food on their own. So that's great. If we can just ensure that the McKinney-Vento students and all of the students that really do need to know about this are the ones to know about it as soon as possible to be able to get access to that. So really great stuff that I see that we're moving along. Lastly, I just wanted to ask Superintendent Mafi for a update, if we have any, on Vietnamese dual immersion.
Yes, we've been working, and we'll have most likely at the next board meeting the contract for the work with Natalie Tran through Cal State Fullerton, who oversees the Vietnamese bilingual program, a credential program there at Cal State Fullerton, and I will have a detailed update for you next week in the board letter.
Okay. Ms. Rocco.
Thank you. I had the opportunity to go, actually my husband and I, to the JROTC annual military ball. Quite a dressy event, and he had to get out the suit and dust it off, dragging his heels, but we had a wonderful time. And Lana and I are laughing because I said, what was your comment about you can put him in a suit, but that doesn't necessarily mean he will be a Prince Charming or something like that. But anyway, it was a first time to attend this kind of an event, and I learned a lot. Other than the event being nice, it was a dinner and a dance and recognition of the kids, and really learned a lot at my table speaking to the officers at Pacifica that work with the program, because I didn't really have a good understanding of what JROTC was. I mean, I knew who they were. I know they do the color guard and they have a program on campus, but so I asked a lot of questions, and I asked him, so how many of these kids actually go into the military? He said, oh no, it's probably only about 3%, and that's not the focus of the program at all. The focus is leadership and learning core values and a focus, to being focused and as a team. And I remember seeing that when they were doing their drills and as they address each other and all of the volunteer work that they do. So it is an amazing program. So I told them, now that I've learned all of this, I'm going to be one of your cheerleaders as I talk to parents or other people, because I really, you know, I don't know that many of us had that good of an understanding, but it is an amazing program, and it was really a wonderful event. The other event that was very special was the Pacifica High School Civics Learning Award that was presented. The event, it was quite a nice ceremony at Pacifica High School, and beautiful welcome by the Color Guard, the JROTC. And what I really liked was that before the award was presented, they had the kids there at tables, and they did kind of a showcase of their civics projects, where we were allowed to go to the tables and engage with the kids to ask them, tell me about the project, so that we had a better understanding of why they were getting this award. So some of the projects they did were to be mentors, getting involved in these last 2016 elections, political action, or poll workers. Very proud that one of the students who actually walked with me while I was campaigning was there, and that was one of the projects. Nonprofit work, community action program, that partnership, and kids learning. It was a project on closed reading, how to distinguish real news from fake news, right? Which they took very seriously. So I was very impressed, and now I understand why they got this. All this is going on with our seniors is amazing, and my hat is off to the teachers that teach the civics classes and the kids who took this and ran with it and did such a good job, and a good job explaining to those of us who were there what their projects entailed. The other highlight to that was that there was a Chief Justice, I see, tell me if I pronounce this right, Tani Cantil Sakaye?
I don't want to try that. It's rude.
Anyway, who came. I was impressed because she was so young, and she presented the award. So it's not every day that a Chief Justice comes to a high school to do that. So it was very, very, very impressive. And the kids also were very impressed. They all wanted, especially I loved it, all the girls wanted to take their picture with her. So I think they really, truly understood and saw in her the possibilities for themselves. So it was a really nice event. I want to do a shout out to Lorraine Ray, a big thank you for all the work you've done with our special needs, our third floor, our parents, our students, and a congratulations to Valerie Shedd for stepping into Lorraine's shoes. Big shoes to step into, but I know you're going to do a fantastic job. And just a quick little a sharing of, I know we don't normally have us a few moments of silence for a parent, but I just wanted to share that one of our very active parents who I've known since I started at Parent and Community Outreach, Felipa Morelos, passed away. She was a very active parent at Clinton, Doig, and Santiago, very giving, very humble. And although she didn't speak English, once our parents got on board with our translation and interpretation and our building that leadership and parent ed classes, she was on board. She was on the DLAC board for quite a while, a number of years. And so I'm very proud of her and her children who have all gone on to college. One of them is a teacher in LA with Teach America, and the others, I think she's got two others in college and one that's in high school. So, yeah. Keep her in your thoughts and prayers and her family. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Roku. I also join my colleague in congratulating the Pacifica High School for their wonderful Civic Learning Award there. And I too saw it as an eye-opening to see how the students put their knowledge in action. They were quite a practical experience for them to learn how the government worked and how they could we were able to help out in that, and that was really kind of really high vision of the teacher who designed a program and encouraged the student to do that. And that's not surprised why they won that award there, and then especially to the sort of Chief Justice for the California Supreme Court. And I must admit that I've been a lawyer for over 25 years, and I've been sort of active in a bar function activity. I never seen a real Chief Justice myself. But here, seeing one in person, so close up, that very nice. It meant that very special to the student. And I don't know if they know what they got there. They will remember, reflect later on that
that day, a few who saw were able to take picture with the Chief Justice of Supreme Court. She's very respectable in the legal profession as well in California, and you know, that only add to the special of the award, the honor that Pacifica High School got in this endeavor. And another activity I was able to attend was also the Junior DC program, and I too saw that the wonderful that this program offer. I've seen it for many years, and I see right away that this program provide training in leadership, communication, character, and teamwork, and all of those environment, all of those elements are good for them, and not only for this school, for school environment here, but also in college and beyond too. The only thing I see that we have only two programs in two of our school sites. I only wish to know how can I ask the staff to look into how we can expand that, reach out so that we can make it accessible to all our students, at least to all the school site. I understand that it takes to lobby somehow with the military agency, like Department of Defense, Department of Navy, something. If something we can do, I ask all board members, being a politician, being an elected official, we can join into lobbying somehow to help to bring those programs into our school, and that's something, because that really help our student a lot. The program is how we can make our effort to look into that. And also, I want to thank appreciate the work from the MOT staff, the transportation, especially the facility crew on working on diligently in measure A and P. I don't know, I can never understand how they have so much effort, so much moving parts, so many stuff going on for many years, but they always hit the nail. They're always moving ahead of schedule, moving within the budget, and they're doing so well over year. They keep grabbing money from the blue, from getting money from money from the state. But that is something that a lot of money is not easy to get. You have to kind of put your heart into it, put your effort into getting money from the state. They've done that a lot. And I want to congratulate the facility crew for pulling it off for us and making a good steward of the money from the community to Measure A and Measure P. I wish them good luck, and then we look forward to completion at where we modernize our school and over the years. And I have no other comments. Now we want to announce our next meeting. Next one will be on May 2nd. We'll start at 5 p.m. We have a closed session on that day. And the one after that will be May 16th. We start at regular time at 7 p.m. and there's no closed or study session on that day. The meeting is now adjourned.